Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners with us. Morning, Andrew.
Very good morning, Heather.
Alrighty, what are you seeing in the steel and tube update?
Yeah, look, they gave an announcement to the NZX yesterday, and the reason I picked up on this is you've got commentators like me sort of bang on about certain stuff, and every now and then it's actually nice, because what do I know, right? But every now and then you have a company that sort of comes out and supports what they're saying. So what happened yesterday, Steel & Tube, local listed company that unsurprisingly is involved in steel, produces, distributes products right throughout New Zealand, significant exposure to the construction industry, and we know from the recent building work put in place that sector continues to be challenged. First quarter numbers disappointed. So provided an announcement to NZX yesterday, primarily to advise that it had renewed its banking arrangements, noted with amending covenants, as I said, battling the weak construction environment. This announcement will provide comfort to the market around the ongoing resilience of the balance sheet. Also provided a trading update. And here's where it got interesting for me, because it was an insightful commentary on the broader picture of the current state of play for many businesses in New Zealand. So they referred back to, you know, late 2025. They talked about seeing the signs of recovery then. Inquiry levels were lifting. They were seeing an improvement in forward orders, an improvement in consumer and customer sentiment, sort of happy days. All continued through into the first quarter of 2026. So that survive till 2025 mantra catchphrase that we'd heard, you know, we got there in the end. So finally, at the end of the year in 2026, looked like it was going to deliver. They even saw increased revenue and volumes in the first quarter. And that's critically important. Their volumes, so that their margins improved as well. But, and here's the very significant but, they said the Middle East conflict knocked it on the head. So a return of the headwinds put sectors like construction, obviously their point of interest, back under pressure. So the company now expects trading conditions to remain, and here's a new word, Heather, variable. I quite like the word variable. That's right through the remainder of 2026. Middle East uncertainty to blame, along with things like the US tariffs. And also, here's the kind of killer blow, actually, that I don't like to hear about. Also, the lead up to New Zealand's general election, because that creates uncertainty and people don't want to commit to big project. But Heather, that's November. So the market was sort of, I think, quietly agreeable to the announcement in terms of the bank arrangement. Share price didn't really move. But Heather, I think that conversation is going on in boardrooms and the corridors of power all over the place in New Zealand businesses.
Yeah, I suspect you're right. Yep. Hey, on the market's pretty volatile on Friday night. What's happened since?
Geez, it kicked off, didn't it? It kicked off Friday night. So you saw that further sign of resilience in the US economy, super strong payrolls number, fears of interest rate increases, and a bit of a recall as well from the crazy strength that we've seen recently in things like semiconductor companies and chip companies since the end of March. So the NASDAQ got smacked over 4%. So the market had the weekend to regroup. They sat and they thought about it. Back into it in the last 24 hours, and the selling has stopped, Heather. In fact, overnight, the NASDAQ, which was the one that really got hit on Friday night, has regained a little bit of the damage that we saw from Friday. Now, during our trading session yesterday, Heather, Asian markets did get smacked. The Japanese market was under pressure. The Nikkei was down a hefty 4.5%. China, weaker, but to a lesser degree. The real pressure point, though, was Korea. They had to institute circuit breakers on the Korean market yesterday to stop sort of a market rout. And that market down sort of 7 or 8%. Heavy exposure to the chip makers there, and that sector that bore the brunt of the selling on Friday night. Now in Korea, you've got companies like Samsung Electronics, a company called SK Hynix. They are a big partner to NVIDIA. Australasia, though, bit of a calm spot in the storm, degree of stability. NZX and ASX, they fell less than 1%. And just on, no sign of closure. I ask the question every morning, Heather. I don't listen to all the stuff going on out of Truth Social. Ask a very simple question. Are there boats full of oil going through the Straits of Hormuz? What is the answer this morning? It is still no.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so oil actually spiked up to $98 overnight, but it has come back to 94 just on more headline-driven news.
You're quite right. I mean, that is the test, isn't it? All right, what's going on with the screw worm?
Yeah, look, I just wanted to quickly note, because we haven't talked a lot about this. You've now had two cases, a second case of a screwworm parasite found in cattle in Texas. So it's jumped the border from Mexico. Now, the thing that we haven't sort of heard about is what are the implications for us? Because this could have potential implications for the US cattle herd. There is a case that could be made for increased prices for red meat and demand for red meat. And so that could potentially be good for New Zealand beef. possibly another positive for our farmers. And I just wanted to just pick that up because that will sort of play out over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, okay. Give me the numbers. Thanks, Andrew.
Rightio. The Dow Jones, 50,867. It's dead flat. The S&P 500, 7430. It's up 0.2%, about 47 points. And the NASDAQ up just on 300 points, 1.16%, 26,007. The FTSE 100 up 5 overnight, 10,373. As I said, the Nikkei got hit. Actually, it recovered a little bit, down 3.85%, minus 2,563 points, just over 64,000. Shanghai Composite, 3,959. It lost 1.7%. The Aussies yesterday lost 61 points, 0.7%, 8,625 the close there. And the NZX 50 down 124 points, just under 1%, 13,038. Kiwi dollar recovered a little bit, 0.5814 against the US, 0.8245 against the Aussie, 0.5037 euro, 0.4355 pounds, 93.10 Japanese yen, gold $4,336. And as I look at it now, Brent crude is at $94.37.
Good stuff, Andrew. Have a good day. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.